That's all right. Well, I'll be living on a moon base in 2 years, so that's good.
Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris Hainer.
I'm John Michael.
How are you, John?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Not bad. How was your week?
It's not too bad. Not too bad. Looking forward to the big TV event today.
Oh, you're going to watch the Super Bowl?
Well, you know, where else can you see a bunch of beefy guys tossing around this tan, leathery old thing? But that's just Madonna's halftime show. yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to it. We'll see what happens.
You being from Boston, I guess you're rooting for the Giants, obviously, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes, very much so. Yes. It'll be a good time.
You going to a Super Bowl party, or are you just going to watch it on your own?
I actually am.
Nice.
I am. Yeah, I got a an email from Giselle, so we're all going to get together and pray for Tom Brady. So I think that'll be fun.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yes.
Awesome.
How was your week? Anything exciting?
No.
Nothing?
Nope.
No?
I got a big week coming up, but nothing this week.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. I thought of you this week.
You did? Why?
Well, a friend of mine had this little post on Facebook. He was in a store, and some old battle axe plowed into him and says, "You're on my way. I'm going over there." And his response was, "Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am." And he got out of her way.
Oh.
And people were like, "Oh, you were raised so good. You respect your elders. You're such a nice guy." And I'm like, "Really? So you got disrespected by some old bitch and you're being praised for that?" Now, this is probably some woman who's got 3 teenage daughters who were knocked up before they got out of junior high. There's probably a meth lab in the basement from her son-in-law.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking, it's like, you know, maybe if we stopped being so nice to people and stopped being so damn politically correct and overly considerate, you know, maybe we'd get something done in this world.
So, John, what you're saying that is if everybody speaks their mind, if everybody just says what they're feeling, things will get better?
I don't think we need to go to that extreme, but I think you have to stop putting up with the bullshit.
But what defines bullshit? Like,
some cranky old bitch in a supermarket who runs over your foot and then you apologize to her.
Well, I guess my first question would be, why did your friend decide to put this on Facebook if they were taking the high road?
Oh, because he's such a good Southern boy. And he was raised right by his mama.
And this is how? Like, I'm such
a
good boy.
Yes, this is how you make a change in the world, by stopping and being nice.
Oh.
It's like, no, I'm tired of that crap. You know, I was at my favorite store today, Walmart.
Ooh.
And I happened to get there before they dropped off the 3 busloads of Brazilians, so I was kind of in and out. But this woman ahead of me, walking into the store, grabs a shopping cart, parks it in front of the doors so you can't get around either side of it, and stops to get one of the little handy wipes to wipe off the handle. And then realizes that she's blocking the way and says, "Sorry." And my first response was, "You stupid bitch, would you fucking look around and see that you're not the only person here?" I mean, when I'm tired of it. Everybody fucking go to hell. Stop it.
No.
Just get over yourselves, be a goddamn human being, say excuse me, and stop being assholes.
So do you think this comes down to people are only looking out for themselves, or is it the fact that you and I were both raised in the North and that we have a different way of looking at things than people in the South?
I think it's part of us allowing ourselves to be stepped all over. You know, we put up with the OCD freaks and the hoarders and the people who want to take their dogs into the restaurants and the people with the kids who scream in the movie theaters. And it's just, oh, that's just part of life. You know what? It's not. So everybody out there, stop being a damn asshole. Really?
Hey, I understand. You've heard my stories about Arkansas.
Yes. It's just people get over it. We're all on the same planet. Shut the hell up. Get out of my goddamn way. I'm tired of getting behind some idiot who's texting and doesn't realize that their ass is so big that they're taking up the space of three normal human beings.
Do you think that this could all be taken care of by not going to Walmart anymore? Or are you finding this everywhere?
Oh, it's everywhere. Because if you go to, you know, if you go up to the Target, there's all the Puerto Ricans and...
Jesus. Okay. Yeah, okay.
I think everybody just has to get their heads out of their asses, pay attention to what's going on around them.
Yeah.
And let me get on with my life.
Do you think the situation's gotten worse since we've gotten things like iPhones and
yes,
smartphones and texting and all that?
It gets continually worse.
So you want to live back in the 50s? Is that what you want to do?
No, I just want to stop the stupid people. If we could pen them up somewhere,
that'd be an awfully big pen.
Well, Texas. I think that would be the perfect place to put the rest of the stupid people. Well, they've already got a good start.
Okay.
No? You disagree?
Yeah. Oh, no, I agree wholeheartedly.
Maybe Idaho?
No, at least you get potatoes from Idaho.
Let's see.
What good comes from Texas?
There is a redeeming quality in Idaho.
Yeah.
Texas? Eh. Name one good thing that's come from Texas. Too late.
Yeah, I can't think of any.
See?
And all the Texas people that I've ever known, and if you're from Texas and you're listening to this, it's just a generalization. But yeah, everybody that I've ever known from Texas has always been kind of full of themselves.
Yes.
It's, you know, look at me, I'm from Texas. Well, what are you doing here then? You know, that kind of thing.
Yes. But,
no, I agree. I think that the world is getting, well, see, I was going to say less polite because of that.
Well, it is less polite.
But the you're saying don't be polite.
No, I'm saying get the hell out of my way. That's all I'm saying. I don't care if you've met your neighbor who you haven't seen in 20 minutes and you get a stop in the middle of the goddamn grocery store to catch up. But move your frickin' cart off to the side. I don't care that you're not sure which brand of cream of wheat you want. But do you have to stand in the middle of the damn aisle? You can't get a little closer?
Well, no, because then they can't see the whole selection, John.
Oh. See,
Oh, frustration.
When I am king, and all the Republicans move to the moon base, things will change.
Well, yeah. Oh, that's funny.
I just hate people. I would pay extra if you would open at 3 a.m. for 30 minutes so I could do my shopping by myself.
Well, aren't the Walmarts 24 hours?
Well, yeah, but then there are even more freaks out in the middle of the night.
Oh, so you want them to open just for you?
Just for me. Yes.
Like a John time.
Like you close, like I'm Michael Jackson. I've got blanket sitting in the front of the shopping cart, and we're going to go buy some fruit roll-ups. I want you to close the store, and I want to be there all by myself. Maybe I could even pick the music. You know, I could, like, give them my iPod. They'd have to plug that in while I was shopping. I'd be very polite. I would thank the woman with no teeth who rings me up. I would put my cart in the little corral in the parking lot so that it's not rolling around hitting somebody's 1973 Jetta. But I'm just tired of people.
Just in general.
In general.
And you live in an area where there's a lot of people. You work in a place that there's a lot of people.
Well, they're all idiots and assholes. That's all I got to say. Swear to God. It doesn't get better. If I could find some old 1960s bomb shelter, I would move in.
Well, okay. Cabin in the woods by yourself.
Yes. I would start on my manifesto. Stocking caps.
There you go.
Hoodies. It'd be great.
I'd buy a Forever Lazy for
That'd
your
be
time.
Awesome. I would love that.
There you go.
I would love that. But it's just, you know, you look at the world. You see what's going on. You know, there's turmoil in Egypt. Greece is bankrupt. There's the government killing civilians in Syria. And good right here in the good old USA, there's an episode of Jersey Shore where Snooki pees on the dance floor. Really, people? Really? And it wasn't just, oh, I peed myself. No, she peed on the dance floor, ran into the bathroom where they have one of those people with the colognes and stuff,
yeah,
and sprayed cologne all over herself because obviously she stank.
I don't know what
Welcome
I'm...
Welcome to America.
I don't know what I'm more horrified at, the fact that she did that or the fact or that you're watching Jersey Shore.
Well, I was flipping through it because... It was on after I Just Want My Pants Back.
Which, of course, came after Ridiculousness, right?
I don't watch Ridiculousness.
No.
And I had to watch two goddamn episodes of I Just Want My Pants Back because a friend of mine was in one of the episodes, and she didn't specify which one. So I had to watch through it. It's like, ah, there she is. Good, I can turn this off now.
But you didn't. You left it on for Jersey Shore.
I did leave it on for Jersey Shore. It was that or it was the Jerseylicious marathon. So,
Jesus.
You know, and Jersey Couture hasn't been back on yet. And I'm just trying to learn about your people. Consider me an urban anthropologist. You know, I'm interested in where you've come from, where your people are. The indigenous people of Jersey.
Well, see, in order to find out where I come from, you'd have to go a few towns north of Seaside Heights where they filmed Jersey Shore. Being that nobody from Jersey Shore is actually from New Jersey, it's not really a good representation. And Seaside Heights is always filled with...
trash?
Well... Foreign? No, I don't want to say that either.
Foreign?
No, they're all tourists from New York and Philadelphia, and none of the people that you see on Jersey Shore, I bet, are from New Jersey.
Oh.
So, you know,
not even the situation.
No, I don't think
no?
so.
He's not from Jersey?
I don't think so.
Oh.
You know, if you watch The Cake Boss, you're dealing with one specific town in New Jersey. If you're dealing with the Real Housewives, you're dealing with a bunch of idiots that have way too much money and are from like a small town in New Jersey. Like, I'd have to take you on a tour of where I grew up to really know about
me. Is this the same brick township that's on the Afrocentric cable channel now with the reality show?
What This is the first I'm hearing of this, John. What's it?
It's called Brick Township, and it's a reality show. And it's on the show, the TV channel called Centric.
Well, let me look it up. I'll let you know.
Oh, maybe it's called Brick City.
Brick City.
It's called Brick-a-Brack.
It is called Brick City. But are they from?
I guess it's Newark.
Oh. Yeah, that's north of where I'm from. It's way north.
Oh, it is?
Because
the next episode is called Struggle, in which Creep struggles to take care of his and Jada's children while she is in jail. So that should be a good one. Maybe it's a musical episode.
Maybe. The town that I grew up in, the brick town that I grew up in, was at one time considered the safest small town in America.
Really?
Yeah, it was voted that a bunch of years in a row, and then now my parents tell me that the Crips and Bloods have moved in.
Sweet.
And that reputation's been shot to hell, so.
Oh.
It's not the town where I grew up anymore.
It's not?
No.
That's too bad.
As a matter of fact, I saw a bunch of people on Facebook wrote that I went to high school with, that the street that we used to walk up and down, Herbertsville Road, some woman was walking down the road and she got jumped and cut by three teenagers. It's like, oh, that's lovely.
That's awesome. White teenagers, of course?
I don't know. It didn't really specify.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, the whiteys in my hometown can be troublemakers, too.
See? But if you just told them, get the hell out of my goddamn way and shut up, maybe they'd listen and it would be a better place to live.
Or they just pull out their gun and shoot you in the face.
Okay, well, that too.
Maybe we should go back to Wild West rules. Maybe we should all be walking around with a six shooter strapped to our hip.
Well, no, I think you get one bullet a day. And you have to use it wisely. And just remember that somebody else also has that one bullet. So if you're an asshole, you might get blown away. But I think it might put people on edge. I also think if we televise, like, executions, I think that would help. You know, you're caught, like, downloading some Tony Bennett from Mega Upload, and you get lethal injection.
That's a little harsh, isn't it, for Tony Bennett?
Well, yeah, but why not? I mean, we're taking money out of his mouth. Come on. Poor guy's got to eat. And by, you know, illegally downloading stuff, come on. That's awful.
Sure.
That's awful. I mean, you get less time for killing Michael Jackson than you do for downloading bad.
And well, you know, there has to be priorities, and since the RIAA is now running the country.
Are they Canadian? The RIAA?
Probably. Maybe that's why we're so fucked up.
That could be it.
There you go.
All of the Anne Murray you can download for free, but everything else costs.
Well, see, but, you know, and that's the thing, like, they're so worried about what people in America are doing. Well, Mega Upload was a worldwide site. Like, everything's a worldwide site. So, you know, SOPA and all this crap is just dealing with America. And it's like, but that's not, most of the piracy in the world comes from, like, Asia.
Yeah. So, and funny thing about Asia, we keep borrowing money from them.
They also build all our crap too. So
yeah, exactly. So
and when they're not jumping out the windows at Foxconn, killing themselves, they're building your iPods and they're building your TVs and
yeah,
stealing the music from these poor people, these poor rich people. You know, but maybe we should look at it from this way. Maybe the less of a contribution that you make publicly. Like, if you're in the public eye and you make no contribution to society at all, those are the people we should kill.
Well, I don't really care about the poor people.
But no, I mean, like people that are in the public eye, like Snooki. You know, if you're a housewife and you record a song called Tardy to the Party, you should die.
Well, what if you're a housewife and you sneak into an event at the White House?
You should die. See? Like, all that.
You know what? I think we just take Survivor to a national level. It's got, you know, 500 million participants. And the most, you know, the more votes you get voted off the country, and we kill you.
Yeah, that could work, I guess.
You know, we send you to Guantanamo with, like, a rabid pit bull, and there you go.
What about, like, the Hunger Games? Maybe we should do that.
We're getting pretty close to that. Have you seen Toddlers and Tiaras? I think that's just the next step. Little girls with too much makeup fighting to the death.
See, all those mothers that are like, I just know that Hollywood's going to call any day now and put little Genevieve in a show.
I'm just waiting for Dance Moms cage match. That would be awesome.
I guess.
It would. And it would probably be like the new Guy Fieri show. So.
See, maybe what they should do is maybe, like, if they're going to punish people like that, they need to do it at halftime on Monday Night Football. That way everybody sees it.
And then for the Super Bowl, they save it for something really good?
Yeah, like the worst offender. They square off against a tiger or...
A tiger.
Or a machine gun or something, you know. We do... Did you ever watch American Gladiators when it was on?
I did.
You know that big course where they'd have to run and there'd be a guy with a ball gun?
Yes.
We do that, but the gun is actually a machine gun.
It works for me. See, but it goes back to the one bullet thing. I could use my one bullet very wisely.
Yeah.
And probably live to use the second one.
So how does it work? If you don't kill somebody the first day, if everybody's nice to you.
Oh, you will.
Well, okay.
You will. Somebody will push you off.
Say you get to the point where everybody's on edge and nobody's talking to anybody else.
Yeah.
Do you get to keep the bullet for the second day?
No.
No?
One a day. That's it.
It's one a day. You can't stockpile them.
Nope. It's one a day plus iron.
Okay.
Maybe we could do gummy bullets for kids. You know, some screaming little pain in the ass in the grocery store? Pop!
Now, what are the rules to, like, so you could kill
a
kid?
Oh, there are no rules. There are no rules whatsoever.
But if you're in the grocery store and you pop off a kid, chances are you're going from the parent. Is that worth it?
Not necessarily. I know some parents who would pay for that. I would be doing a public service. Trust. And I would probably get applauded, so there might be like 30 people around me who would pull their guns on the parents just to let me go.
Oh, there you go. You start this really weird business where, like, your apartment's dark and you just hear a knock at the door, and the door opens and the kid just gets pushed in and the door slams. Boom.
Oh, no. I think it has to be on the playground, so you send a message to the other kids. Or, you know, even better, because, you know, it's Girl Scout cookie season.
Yeah.
Bam! Right there in front of the Publix. I don't want some goddamn Samoas.
No.
Get away.
Some Thin Mints?
Thin Mints, yes. Okay. Samoas, no.
Wow. The
Samoas suck.
You're picky.
I am picky. I am picky.
Okay, so under your rule, we're bringing back public executions.
Yes.
One bullet a day, anybody can die.
Or we could do like a Running Man kind of thing. You know, where they have like these stupid shows like I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here with Rob Blagojevich and Sanjaya.
Yeah.
Well, what if you get all these, you know, those people and Snooki and... what's his name? The Implication from... And they have to fight to the death. And then who's ever left standing? Well, then you execute them right there on TV.
But you have to...
So everybody wins.
Do you have to make it clear, though, in the beginning that there can only be one person standing at the end of however long you give them?
Yes.
Because otherwise, Snooki's there sucking off all the guys, going, "Don't hurt me, don't hurt me."
No, I don't. No. Mm-mm. I think it'd be hosted by Tom Arnold.
Okay.
Because,
you know, he's good with white trash, so.
See? He'd be right at home. He was married to white trash.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Crazy, fucked up white trash.
Uh-huh.
You see she wants to run for president now? Good old Roseanne?
That's fabulous. Yep, I think that makes perfect sense. She's got my vote. Yeah, good times.
Good Come time. On, you know you're going to vote for Newt.
I just want to go to the moon base. I think that'll be so cool. You get to wear like those jumpsuits and stuff?
Yeah.
Awesome.
It'll be like Moonraker.
I was James thinking Bond more movie? like Space 1999.
Oh, okay. It's going to end up like the movie Moon. Did you see that with Sam Rockwell?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. I won't spoil it for you then. You should see it, though. It's pretty good.
I should? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting. All right, then. Yeah. I had an interesting movie experience this weekend at the mall.
Oh, would you go see?
I didn't.
Oh.
I got... They now have movie surveys in, like, a kiosk kind of set up at the mall.
Yeah.
And they pull you aside and ask, if, you know, can you help us out? And I had nothing better to do, so I said, sure. And I got to watch the trailer to John Carter from Mars.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even think that's a direct-to-DVD watching.
You know, it's such an odd subject to make a movie out of. Like,
it is?
There's not a lot of people that have ever read the comics it's based on.
Like, you know, before that, it was based on a series of books.
Right, right.
Because people used to read books without pictures.
Well, I've never been that person, so. But, you know, so Disney picks up this property and says they're going to do this. They're going to get Pixar to animate all the aliens, and it's going to be awesome. But there's really no publicity for it. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Well, the thing that struck me as bizarre is they went through a list of movies and, you know, asked if you're familiar with them, if you were going to see them, blah, blah, blah. And I don't know why, but out of all the movies that they asked me about, I got to see the trailer to John Carter from Mars. And then after watching the trailer...
Yeah.
Which pretty much looked like a really bad edit of Phantom Menace. And I mean, I swear to God, it looked like a Star Wars ripoff.
Yeah.
With Conan thrown in there for some reason.
The aliens really kind of look like Star Wars aliens.
Yeah. Well, and then there's the whole arena coliseum battle type thing, and
yeah,
the gunship full of aliens where the, you know, the drawbridge comes down and all these identical looking aliens come out, and it's like, it's just like color over the battle droids. What was that? And then they start asking me these questions. Like, did you notice the music? Would the music make you more interested, less interested, or have no impact on you seeing this movie? And going on and on. Stuff like, how did you feel about the female character? Well, she was in there for like half a second.
Yeah.
It's like, did you think that there was enough romance, too much romance, or just enough romance in the trailer? It's like, what romance?
It's an action movie.
Well, and then they like say, which of these words do you think describes this trailer? And it was like, you know, adventure, romance, funny, humorous, action, romantic. And I almost stopped the girl and said, did you watch the same trailer I did? And then they're like, well, how do you feel about so-and-so being in the movie? It's like, never heard of him. Never heard of him. Never heard of him. Oh, Lowell from, what was that show? Nantucket Air. Wings is in it. Thomas Hayden Church.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah, heard of him. And somebody else. It's like, oh, really? Okay. It's like, did you think that the hero, John Carter, is attractive? Not very attractive. Somewhat attractive. It's like, okay. It was really weird.
That's bizarre.
It was the most bizarre marketing. It's like, does the fact that this is from Disney, does this make you more interested, less interested, or have no impact on your seeing this film? It's like, no impact.
You know, there's never been a movie where I've been like, oh, that came from DreamWorks, I'm not watching that.
Right.
That's really weird marketing.
Then I had to watch it a second time, where they asked more in-depth questions.
The shading on the alien's face was done with Render Man.
Well, it's like, how did you feel about it being a strong female lead? It was half a second, and she's kneeling on the ground. How is that supposed to tell me she's a strong female lead?
Right.
Or question, what about the trailer bothered you? Not knowing how John Carter got from Earth to Mars? Like, yes, I need a prequel to tell me how he gets there first.
Yes.
And then at the end of it, it's like, so based on everything we've seen, when will you most likely see this movie? It's like, right, you know, opening weekend, within the first week, as soon as I can, on DVD, not at all. They turned it to not at all. It's like, oh, that's great.
Wow.
It was very bizarre.
I can't figure out what that would be for. Like,
the other movies that they were asking about were Mirror Mirror, with Julia Roberts.
Yeah.
Some Chris Rock movie I haven't heard of.
Okay.
And I can't even remember what the others were. They're all so forgettable.
They didn't ask you about G.I. Joe or Battleship or
No. No. Oh. No. None of the movies that'll definitely suck.
Hey, come on. Rock is in G.I. Joe 2.
Yeah, right. He's also in Journey 2, Mysterious Island.
Yeah. I'm surprised that he turned down Tooth Fairy 2.
Yeah, isn't Sam... Yeah, Sam the Cable Guy.
Larry What's his the name? Cable Guy.
Yeah, Larry the Cable Guy. That's it.
They were shooting in Central Florida. I'm surprised you didn't see it.
I missed it. I passed.
One of our friends is in Tooth Fairy 2.
Oh, really?
Dennis.
Oh, Jesus. Yep.
You didn't think I'd say anybody good like Verl, did you?
No. No.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. I think he's in it.
Well, I'll have to download that off the internet and watch it in fast forward so I can say, oh, I saw you in the movie.
Not for Mega Upload, you won't.
Or File Sonic.
Or File Sonic.
Oh, damn, all that's left is Usenet. That takes so long.
Rapid Share.
Yeah, Rapid Share's still going.
Rapid Share's still going because they don't really care what's on their servers. As long as they don't promote it, they can't.
Right.
They can't take them down for it. That was the whole thing with Mega Upload, was they found emails basically talking about how they were pirates. Well, duh.
Arg.
Don't put it in a fucking email.
But he was in New Zealand. He was safe. They'd never find him there.
Kim.com?
Yes.
I'm going to change my name to what? Kim.com.
Well, who's his partner? Swiss Beats?
I want to find a picture of him.
Of Kim.com?
Yeah.
Or Kim Jong-il.
He was born Kim Schmitz.
Oh, well, that's it. That's better.
And also known as Kimball and Kim Tim. Jim Vester.
And Peace O'File.
Here's a website about the 10 most strange facts about Kim.com. Let's see what this says.
His name. He lives in New Zealand.
The .com mansion. Oh, he's a big fat guy. Holy crap.
How could you not know that?
I didn't know that. It's located in a lush rolling farmland in the northwest of New Zealand's largest city. And it's worth around $30 million.
It's right outside the Shire, isn't it?
When the authorities finally granted him residency, .com celebrated by organizing and paying $500,000 for the 2011 New Year's Eve fireworks display for Auckland.
Oh, that was nice of him.
He watched the event from a helicopter.
Like in the middle of it while they were shooting at him?
He was only 200 meters away from the explosions.
Ooh.
So yes, he was very close. He's obsessed with personalized number plates. He has 21 luxury vehicles that were seized during the arrest. And the cars had plates that read Kimcom, Hacker, Stoned, Guilty, Mafia, God, and Police.
Hmm.
He owned a pink Cadillac and a Rolls-Royce Phantom drophead coupe. Let's see. In 2001, .com bought a massive amount of shares of a company, letsbuyit.com, that was on the verge of bankruptcy. He claimed the company was investing $100 million, which effectively raised the share value by 300%. And he made a profit of $1.5 million.
It's the American dream.
But he invested... Oh, he bought shares, and they were investing $100 million. Okay, I get that now. He's 6'7 and 300 pounds, according to official documents. Until recently, well, until his arrest, he was the top Modern Warfare 3 player in the world. let's see. His arrest followed a high drama incident reminiscent of James Bond movies in which the dozens of officers backed by helicopters forced their way into the mansion complete with hideaways secure with electronic locks. Officers broke the locks, but .com hid in a safe room, which the officers had to cut to get to gain access, only to see him armed with a sawed-off shotgun. And apparently he's a puss because he didn't fire it. He is a skilled race car driver, according to Vanity Fair. He reportedly is a ladies man who could be spotted in hot tubs, fully clad with many women. In 2010 alone, he made $42 million from Mega Upload. The alleged copyright infringement site gets an average of 50 million visitors a day. See, you're never going to stop piracy.
I hope not.
And number 10 is .com has a liking towards strange giraffe statues which decorate the premises of his mansion.
Wow. That's amazing.
Oh, and they have a picture of, like, I guess out in his yard, he's got two gigantic statues of giraffes standing by trees.
That's amazing.
That's a little weird. What do you do with $42 million a year?
I would come up with something. I don't think I would have any problem coming up with something.
No?
Yeah.
Wow. He's crazy.
Crazy rich.
Crazy rich.
Well, not anymore.
Oh, if you do a Google search for Kim.com, there's a picture of him standing on a beach
with the girl.
With a girl laying in the surf, and he's pointing at his yacht, but he's dressed head to toe in black.
That's great.
Wow, crazy white people.
Yeah. Was he one of ours? No, he's German and Finnish. Good.
Why, do you have a thing against German people, John?
No, I was just afraid he was another screwed up American making us all look bad.
Let's see what his Wikipedia. Yeah, he's definitely from Germany. Maybe he's a Nazi.
Nah.
No? Okay. I like the name Kim Tim Jim Vester, though. I think I'm going to start using that.
Okay. Next week.
Next week. Hi, welcome to Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Kim Tim Jim Vester. That'll be awesome. Oh.
Wow.
John,
what
I made
a crazy world, huh?
Yeah, I made the mistake last night of watching a movie.
What'd you watch?
Well, I made the mistake of I have to get on a plane tomorrow. And I made
the mistake. Did you watch Airport?
No, I made the mistake of watching the movie Contagion.
Oh, awesome.
where it's like it's like the cameo movie. Like nobody's in it for more than 10 minutes. Then they move on to other people. They'll go back and forth to a couple people, but for the most part, like everybody gets a 10-minute stretch of the film. And
well, that's cool.
And you know, it's about people getting sick and dying within like 3 hours or whatever, or 3 days or whatever it is of them getting infected. And they show people on airplanes and in buses, and I'm like, son of a bitch, why'd I watch this now?
And you're going to be sitting in between two guys with runny noses.
Oh, God.
That'll be fun.
I hope not. I hope there's nobody next to me on my flight.
At 6 a.m.? Good chance. Damn good chance.
Yeah.
Well, I watched a movie yesterday, too.
And what'd you watch?
I watched Rise of Planet of the Apes.
Excellent. What'd you think of it?
I liked it. I'm just afraid that there's going to be, like, a further rise of...
Uh-oh. John? John, you there?
I'm here.
Okay. You froze for a second. So you're saying you hope there won't be a what?
Another sequel to this that brings it a little closer to Planet of the Apes?
Oh, there's going to be. You know there's going to be.
Well, I don't know, because they kind of... The closing credits kind of basically... tell you everything you need to know before you see Planet of the Apes.
Well, you know what I guess I should preface this with saying I really don't like James Franco as an actor. Him as a scientist is not believable.
He didn't come off as stoned as he usually does, though.
I know, but he's not going to be the guy that cures Alzheimer's or thinks he cures Alzheimer's.
Well, just, apparently he didn't.
Well, it's just not going to happen. But the rest of the movie, the way that the monkeys looked, the way that, you know, the story was not, well, these apes are going to rise up and take over humanity. There's something else going on. Well, I guess we can spoil it because it was out 7 months ago or whatever. But the serum that they give the monkeys to make them smarter is also killing the humans. And
it is? How'd I miss that?
I don't know. You know, that's what's going to be the downfall of man. It's not going to be the apes rise up and kill all the people. Is what, you know, you're led to believe from the trailers and stuff, but that's not how it goes down. And I like that. I like the fact that they're not saying, well, one day the monkeys are going to rise up and kill every man, woman, and child. No, they're going to be dead.
Right.
Because of the virus or whatever.
Stupid James Franco.
Stupid Malfoy, man. He was in that movie. Like,
I know. He was good, though.
Beating the monkeys. And he got to say two of the famous lines. He got to say, get your
damn dirty ape.
Yeah, and he got to say, it's a madhouse, a madhouse. Yep.
Because the monkeys are going to remember that.
Yes.
In the future.
Yeah. But I thought it was really well done.
I thought it was really well done, too. I thought it was like John Lithgow's greatest movie yet. Because nobody plays crazy like John Lithgow.
You don't think his best movie was the one where the kid builds the atomic bomb in his basement?
No. That Man and Little Boy?
No. Manhattan Project?
Manhattan Project.
Is that what it was called?
Might have been.
Something like that. Yeah, I mean, like I said, the only thing that I really had an issue with was James Franco.
I thought the movie did a really good job of explaining why the other movies took place.
Yeah.
And it was kind of funny that some of the monkeys had, you know, names like, oh, that's Cornelia.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all there's a bunch of in-jokes like that. Like, when John Lithgow's out, he wanders out of the house and he's in the neighbor's car.
Mm-hmm.
Caesar's inside building a Statue of Liberty model.
Liberty, yes.
You know, there's little shit like that. Like, there's all kinds of little homages to all that kind of stuff. You know, they talk about the spacecraft being lost. And, you know, that's Charlton Heston. And
right.
He appears, like, I guess at one point the monkeys, when they're in their cells, are watching the Ten Commandments.
Oh, I didn't catch that one.
Yeah, so he's like Charlton Heston's in the movie.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. But yeah, I thought it was really well done. And I think the way it ended was like perfect. Like, you don't need to see anything else until you see Planet of the Apes. You know that mankind's getting wiped out because, you know, they showed you that map.
Yeah.
Where the disease was spreading. So, you know, you could figure that out.
Well, you know they're going to make a sequel because it made a bunch of money.
Yeah, but how far do they go with this? Is it the monkeys building their society now that mankind is gone?
Sure.
Okay.
They must run into other humans before Charlton Heston comes back.
Well, obviously, because they've enslaved some of them.
Yeah, so maybe that's where it starts. Maybe it's the you know, humanity is enslaved by the monkeys. Maybe they turn around. Maybe then it's the monkeys are the bad guys again.
Oh, could be.
You know.
Or it could be, you know, just a really simple family movie about, you know, how the monkeys are you know, making their way, like Little House on the Serengeti or something. There's Mom Monkey and Pa Monkey and, you know, one of the monkeys is blind. And there's the bitchy monkey who runs the general store and her nasty little daughter.
There you go.
It'd be amazing. That'd be awesome.
Did you
it could even be a musical.
There you go. Did you hear about the controversy that was going on with Andy Serkis, who played the monkey, who played Caesar?
About him getting an Academy Award, or
The shit that he was saying about how he should be getting an Academy Award for that, that without him the animators had nothing to do?
Well,
you don't find that, like, disgusting and wrong?
Well, I don't know.
As a technical person, you don't find that at fault?
Well, it's he was acting, right?
He was providing some of the movements, but, you know, when you get down to it, it's the animators that are really animating the face and the emotion.
But what are they basing that on?
It's his performance, but he's not. When they're laying stuff over him, they're going in and they're tweaking the performance to make it more realistic. Because obviously, an ape's face is not the same shape, and it's got different expressions. And
would you have a different opinion if it was, say, George Clooney?
No.
Or a more established actor?
No.
Okay.
No, I think there's a symbiotic relationship between the motion capture people and the animators. Without one, you can't have the other. Well, I mean, you can animate stuff without motion capture, but if you're going to do a movie like that where things are interacting, you have to have them both. You don't.
Okay.
You don't see the animators going, well, without us, it wouldn't have been anything. They're saying, we helped his performance, and he's saying, no, it was all me.
Well, you know, typical actor.
You know, but Sam Worthington for Avatar wasn't like, oh, that was all me. The people in Avatar were like, no, that was all the animators, and they're the ones that made us look as real as we did. Are you the one that still hasn't seen Avatar?
Actually, it just came in Netflix yesterday.
Did you? Oh, okay.
Yes. So yes, I will finally subject myself to Avatar. Looking forward to it.
Just watch it as a popcorn movie. Don't take it for anything more.
Okay, I'm going to watch that and Pocahontas on screens next to each other. Or actually, you know what? I'm going to play the soundtrack to Pocahontas and watch Avatar with the volume turned down.
Well, there you go.
Kind of like Pink Floyd and Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what I'm going to do.
Have you ever actually done that?
No.
The Wizard of Oz thing? No?
No, because I don't own any Pink Floyd.
I can't find anybody who's actually done that.
I don't think anybody has.
Maybe it's just an
urban
myth.
I think it's an urban legend.
Yeah? Okay.
Like, you know, nobody's really woken up in a bathtub full of ice with their kidneys missing. Cell phone taped to their hand.
Yeah. Could, yeah. Maybe it is an urban legend.
Yeah, I don't think so. No. Mm-mm.
No?
Maybe.
You're wrecking my childhood, John.
How am I wrecking your childhood? What does Pink Floyd have to do with your childhood?
Well, but that was always something you heard growing up, was, if you do this.
Yeah, and you heard about the munchkin hanging himself, and
the dead kid in the back of Three Men and a Baby.
Yes, the ghost, which is really the cardboard stand-up of the kid from a movie display.
But how did it wind up in the window?
The ghost put it there. I think that's where it happened. I think the ghost put it there.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Yeah, what happened to Ted Danson's hair?
It all fell out. That's what being married to Mary Steenburgen will do to you.
It's got that big bald spot in the back now.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm not sure if they cover for CSI. I don't know if they just don't shoot him from that angle, or
I don't know. I don't watch CSI.
You don't?
Nope.
Well, you know.
Too much spelling. Yeah, nope. Don't do it.
No?
Not into it.
It's definitely science fiction based, though, because there is no computer in the world that can zoom that far into a video and then sharpen it. Those are always my favorite.
Yes, we have the 7 billion megapixel traffic cameras now.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Can you zoom in on that? Clean that up. Okay.
Wait, he's got a Wendy's bag on the front seat. Well, that must mean
I found a pickle on the floor. Wait a minute.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, we've covered a lot this week, John.
We've been all over the place.
We've gone from you being so pissed off at people that you want everybody just to get the fuck out of your way.
I just want the monkeys to take over and be done with it. That's all there is to it. See, full circle.
Full
Did
circle.
You like that?
Yeah.
All the way around. Thank you. See you next week.
Okay. Well, since we've come full circle, I guess we should stop.
Okay.
Okay. So, if you want to get in touch with us, if you want to tell us we're crazy, if you want to tell us that John's right about people, that people just need to get the fuck out of the way.
Yes.
Send us an email.
Move!
Send us an email at info@dancemonkeypodcast.com. Follow us on Twitter at dancemonkeypod. Go see our websites, see everything that we do. Get in touch with us, let us know you're listening, rate us on iTunes, blah, 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 blah. And send John a coconut, because he still hasn't gotten one.
That's right.
He cries about it every week before we start the show. Still mm-hmm. no coconut.
Still no coconut.
Still no coconut. So.
Great.
Right. So until next week, this is Chris.
This is John.
Have a good week.
Get out of my way.